So what is going on? We are back with the FQ podcast. And I just got to tell you guys, man, on the front end, I don't have much in the tank tonight. So I just got done recording all 20 lessons for Full Throttle Fat Loss. And I did it in about 24 hours. And so I'm pretty fried, honestly. But it was really important to me to still get the podcast out to you all. So here you go on a Friday. The F-Cubed podcast. Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to say. So we're going to talk about progress picks. But for those of you that might be kind of interested in Full Throttle Fat Loss, let me give myself a shameless plug here. It is going to launch on June 11th. So it's coming on down the chutes in a few weeks here. And so I'll have more information coming out about that, you know, in the podcasts over the course of the next couple of weeks. But if you want more information, then, you know, you can grab the cardio plan down in the description. You can grab the fat loss formula down in the description. Either one of those resources will kind of allow me to contact you about the course and kind of keep you up to date and kind of let you know when things are happening. So not only will you get a pretty cool resource that can help you with your training, but you'll learn a little bit more about Full Throttle Fat Loss as it comes available. So let's talk about progress picks here today. So this can be quick because A, I don't have a lot of energy in the tank, but B, it's actually pretty simple. Start taking progress picks right now. I know you don't want to do it. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to take progress picks at the beginning of their journey, right? So if you're just starting out, even if you're into it for a little bit, even if you're midway through, you probably don't want to take progress picks, right? Maybe you like looking at yourself in the mirror every once in a while. There's a good chance, you know, you're not crazy about that either if you're not where you want to be. But the last thing you want to do is get out a camera. And maybe you have to ask somebody else to help you, which is maybe terrifying. And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. Trust me, it will be one of the best things that you've done for yourself when it comes to being able to monitor your progress and when it comes to being able to objectively evaluate where you are at. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, man. It can just be, you know, a pick from the front, a pick from the side, a pick from the back. That's it. You know, you could do it shirtless if you're a guy. You can do it in a sports bra if you're a girl. You know, there's a million different ways that you can slice it up. Yeah, I wouldn't do it with too many clothes on just because you want to be able to see your physique. You want to be able to, you know, spot changes in your physique because it's tough, man. It's tough. Making progress, and specifically when it comes to fat loss, can be really difficult and it can be really challenging. It can be really frustrating and it can just be, you know, just really, really overwhelming, honestly. And this is especially true when you go day by day by day and sometimes week by week by week and you really feel like things just aren't happening. Yes, maybe the scale is going down, so you feel good about that, but you're just not seeing the changes in yourself. Well, when you look at yourself every single day in the mirror or, you know, just, I guess that would be the only way to look at yourself. But if you are constantly, you know, paying attention to your physique, which you probably are doing if you're trying to get in better shape, it can be really difficult to see any changes, even though they are happening. But if you take progress pics, nothing crazy, just every week or even every 2 weeks would be fine. It literally will take you like 30 seconds. You can look at the progress pics and you can go back to when you first started. You can go back to 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. And what you'll see is you're like, oh my gosh, my waist really is smaller. Oh my gosh, my legs really are leaner. Wow, my face, look at my face. You know, I look actually like I have a jawline. I look like actually like I'm pretty lean in my face or whatever the pictures show, right? It's just really powerful when you can look back at something that is purely objective. When we look in the mirror, we are really good at just tricking ourselves, man. We are really good at just fooling ourselves to where our minds are immediately drawn to our weakest areas. Our our minds or our eyes are immediately just fixated on the spots on our body, the body parts, the areas, the things that we want to change the most. That is where our attention is immediately drawn. But when you have a picture, that still might be the case when you look up the picture, when you open up, you know, your camera and you, I sound like I'm in 1993, when you actually scroll through your phone and you find the pictures, you still might be drawn to the trouble spots. That's true. But give it enough time and do this enough and you'll walk away with a very objective view of your physique. And I'm telling you, progress pics are just, they're really, really powerful. So if you don't have any progress pics, we're shutting this thing down early tonight, man. Like I said, I don't have much left in me. If you don't have any progress pics, you need to take some progress pics right now. You need to ask your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your roommate if you guys are close. If you guys aren't close, then find somebody else. But you need to get somebody to take progress pics of you, so that you can monitor your progress objectively. It's going to be a really, really positive thing. So I would absolutely start doing that now. So that's it. That's all I've got for you guys. I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. As always, man, if you want to subscribe on whatever, you know, whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast, that would help me out a ton. If you want to leave me a rating and a review, that would also help me out a ton. It kind of helps the different algorithms push this thing out to more people so that our reach can slowly but surely expand. And then, of course, don't forget, head on down to the description and scoop up, you know, the 12-week cardio plan that I talked about in the intro. If you feel like your cardio kind of lacks direction and you would really love to have, you know, a structure and a strategy behind your cardio plan, then scoop this guy up, man. It's what I used in 2017 to get in pretty decent shape, and it's what I'm using right now to take the stage again in the fall to hopefully give myself a shot at turning pro. So I think it would be worthwhile. And then, of course, you know, you'll be up to snuff on anything full throttle fat loss related. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. I'm sorry it's a lot shorter than usual, but like I said, I had other things going on. Specifically 20 other things going on. But now that that's over and done with, man, I'm feeling good. It's going to be a great weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you guys next week.